And when you hear some of the things you're going to hear this morning, you realize it's worthy of its own feature. And so, without further ado, for the 32nd year for Coach Bill, I started when my youngest daughter was 4 years old and her very first year of Bible Bowl. And here we are again, doing it again. And so it's going to be fun. This is just a good kickoff. The timing of this was good too, since Bible Bowl starts next Sunday. The only thing I'm missing is my whistle and my badges. So we're going to hear from four different individuals this morning. And I'm going to introduce them now, and then we'll ask them to come when it's time. First of all, we're going to hear from one of our coaches. And this is a coach that has been doing Bible Bowl. Do you have any idea, Diana? About 22 years, she thinks. So, I mean, that's a long time. And the interesting thing is, yes. Come on up, Diana. Come on up. The interesting thing is most people get involved in Bible Bowl when their kids are in it. That was me, right?
That was me.
James and Amy, when you guys got involved, Steve Staub, who's been in Bible Bowl. There's a few exceptions. Al Baker, who did it for years, never had kids in Bible Bowl, and he was helpful. Diana never had kids in it, but she's had grandkids and great-grandkids in Bible Bowl, and she has been so faithful. She is the brains behind the operation. James and I are just the goofballs on stage. Yes, and we're both good at it, unfortunately. So we're going to first hear from Diana about her thoughts about Bible Bowl, why she keeps doing it, and then after that, we're going to have Anaya come, and we're going to hear from an actual, real, genuine, current Bible Bowler. Amazing, huh? So let's hear it for Diana.
Yes, I had to sit and think what grandchild was where when I started Bible Bowl and count back, and that child is now 32 years old. So anyway, that tells you a lot. So I really love doing Bible Bowl, and when those sweet little faces come through the door, it's just, you know, I'm ready to go, and they're so sweet reciting the Word of God. Sometimes they stumble, but get back up, and it's just amazing. But I thought I would share a little bit about actually what I do behind Bible Bowl to understand Bible Bowl a little better, because I don't think anybody has any ideas. So we have verses the children say, Bible verses. We give them Bible verses weekly, and if they say the verse that is the prominent verses of the week, their names go in a bag and get to draw out, and they get to play a special game and get a special prize. But they can say any verse they want, and every verse they say, they get credit for to earn things, and I'll explain that in a minute. Then we have what we call our country store, where the kids, by saying review verses and by answering all the quiz questions and story questions the week before, they earn money. And so they get to go shopping at the country store. And by the way, the country store is available for donations. Little bitty things are good, up to a little bit big things, you know, stuff we can use to sell at the country store. So if you're in a dollar store, or if you have something like Beth Troutman had a collection of frog stuffed animals, and we have sold almost every frog stuffed animal now. So they earn money for that. And then there's Wet n Wild. Wet n Wild, they have to say 15 new verses that semester to be eligible for Wet n Wild, and it's for our second through fourth graders, and it's an amazing obstacle course that luckily Amy and James figure out what to do. So I supply the ice cream, that's about it. So and the gift cards they get, if they win, they get a $25 gift card to Amazon, they get $10 in prizes in them. But they have to say 15 new verses. Then we have Memory Buddy, and Memory Buddy is for the parents and the children, where if you say 12 new verses, you get, and your parent or older sibling or whoever says 12 new verses, you get to go to Coach Bill's for a pizza party and movie. And so they have to earn 12. So what all this is leading up to, somebody has to keep track of what's going on. And that's me. So I have my little accounting file book that I keep track of every verse said, and then I have to keep track of they have earned this because they earned trophies. We used to do buttons, but the buttons kept falling off the board, so now we do digital buttons, and they get a bag of candy for each button they work up to. After saying so many verses, they get to work up. And then after they say a lot of verses and get through the New and Old Testament, they actually get a T-shirt, a Bible Boy or a Bible Girl T-shirt. So I just account for everything that they do. I have to keep track whether it's old, whether it's new. If there's an incentive that night, if they say two new verses in a review verses and they get a silly toy, then I have to keep track of who does that to turn over to the coaches and figure all those things out. So that's how it goes, because it works up to different prizes. I also help them. Sometimes they get stumbled and they want to earn something. So I can look back, but I can also tell them, oh, if you say this verse, it's actually worth five verses. The Lord's Prayer is actually worth five verses. So if you need help getting through to make it to Wet n Wild or Memory Buddy or something. So anyway, it's such a joy. They walk in the door, and I see a lot of you walk in the door, and a lot of you offer to say your verses, and I'm there to listen if you want to go ahead and say them. I'm talking about the adults that walk in the door and tell me anyway. But the kids will come and they'll either say them to me, or if I get a little overloaded, then I have coaches. I have James and Amy that will help take the load off to say the verses. But it's such a joy all these years watching all these kids. I mean, some of them think 22 years ago how old, you know, some of these kids were. Some of these kids, Bo was not born yet. You know? So some of them weren't even around yet, but watch them grow up has been such a gift. I also do the nursery for Vacation Bible School, and I've done that a little over 20 years too. And the same thing, just watching them grow up is just amazing, thinking back of how little. And watching them grow in their walk with the Lord is such a great gift to me and their families. It's just amazing. And to be part of that from the beginning, to help them learn to hide the word of God in their heart, is such a blessing. So we'll see how many more years I can make it. I'm 71 now, so we'll see how we go. Anyway, but that's what Bible Bowl is all about. Maybe some of you understand it a little bit more now, because a lot of people seem to have no idea what we're doing. They hear all the screaming, and they see kids with candy, but they're like, oh, you know. So anyway, that's it.
Thank you, Diana. I'll tell you what a faithful servant. And Jerry, I'm just going to use this mic for this segment. So this is Anaya. Can everybody see Anaya? All right. This is Diana's great-granddaughter. And she has been a Bible bowler at CU. She's going to be a third grader this year. You start when you're 4 years old. So she's an old pro now, and she'll be one of the older kids in Bible bowl this year. And so I just wanted to give you a flavor of somebody who's actually in Bible Bowl and hear just a little bit about. Okay, so Anaya, are you excited about starting next week?
Yes.
Why?
It's just really fun to learn more about God and...
Okay, so it's fun to learn more about God. Is that the only reason it's fun?
And I like learning more verses and... earning prizes, and it's really fun.
What's your favorite prize that you've ever won at Bible Bowl? Is there a favorite you can think of? Is it a country store prize, or is it something you got out of the treasure chest?
Maybe the country store.
Okay, so was it one that you saved up for?
Yeah, it's something I saved up for.
So they save up Bible bucks. What do we do with the Bible Bowl bucks? We spend the Bible Bowl bucks from the Bible Bowl bank. Can you say that five times real fast?
Bible Bowl books from the Bible Bowl Bank, Bible Bowl books.
Bubble Bible.
So, okay, so what is, besides the learning about God and learning verses, what is especially fun to you about Bible Bowl?
I like the games that we play, and
I think one of the kids' favorite things to do is before Bible Bowl starts. Is that true?
Yeah.
Why is that true?
Play.
If you were to come in here before Bible Bowl starts, you'll think it's chaotic. And it is. It's sort of kind of controlled chaos, kids running around, and you'll see some of that in the video we're going to see here in a minute. So Anaya, are you going to be sad when your Bible Bowl's over for you after two more years?
Yes.
What are you going to miss the most?
All my friends.
All your friends. It's not like your friends are going anywhere.
No, but still.
It's different, isn't it, when you're out of Bible Bowl, right? And we'll hear from a couple of those a little bit later. So thank you, Anaya. Let's hear it for Anaya. Okay, so I dare you to not smile as you see this video that we're going to see, which is a retrospective of all the pictures I have. Now, I don't have pictures way back to... I have some pictures... Actually, I want you to look for Amy Thorpe when she was Amy Dunn. I want you to look for Hannah Lawrence when she was Hannah Grinnell. I want you to look for James. I want you to look for Mary Manchester and Judah Manchester and Rachel Manchester. I want you to look for both my daughters. And I just have a few pictures from that era. Most of it will be from the last 10, 15 years, the digital era when I started taking pictures and videos of everything. But I dare you, see if you can get through this video without smiling. Let's have it.
Hi, boys and girls. It's time for the Bible Bowl. Can you help me count backwards from 10? Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4... 3, 2, 1.
Little caterpillar on a blade of grass. days going by so fast. She's a lovely little lady, she's looking for a room. She's weaving and spinning out a fine cocoon. Why, it didn't take long till she saw the sky. Spread your wings, you butterfly.
Love, oh, so precious.
these thieves, he ain't just putting on the Ritz.
Our God is an awesome God.
There's thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fists.
Our God is an awesome God.
And the Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God.
Into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
In judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. The mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God.
I had so much fun putting that together, looking through the literally thousands of Bible Bowl pictures and video that I have acquired or shot myself through the years. So it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. It must be, or I wouldn't still be doing it. Next, I would like to invite Lillian Feathers. Lillian, would you come up? Yes. Lillian went through all 6 years. If you go through all the years of Bible Bowl, you're in there for 6 years, 4 years old through fourth grade. And she's been out for 3 years now, 4 years starting this year, because she's an eighth grader, right? Okay, so Lillian is an old pro. You probably saw her, several different ones of pictures of her, much younger, right? You were a lot younger, yeah. And so Lillian has a Bible Bowl in the rearview mirror now. I want to talk to her about some of her memories of Bible Bowl. So if you had to think about, do you have a favorite memory or one big memory of Bible Bowl? It could be a thing. It could be an event.
I remember my second year of Bible Bowl, I won Wet and Wild, so that was nice.
That's true. So she won the Wet and Wild. Now, I got to tell you, the Feathers, being very competitive as they are, it was hard for Jason to win the Wet and Wild until Lillian graduated from Bible Bowl, because we had the Feathers going head to head. So, and when you were in second grade, that's right, when your second year, it was second grade, because it's only eligible for second, third, and fourth graders. And Lillian was the first second grader to win, because we used to have it only for third and fourth graders, and then we didn't have enough kids to do that. So what we did is we added second grade, so now second, third, and fourth. So what do you have a favorite part of Bible Bowl, like week to week, that you can think?
I think my favorite part was either the side questions or doing games on the side.
Okay. So that's what happens after the story. The kids do the story question, and then they go off to their respective groups, second, third, and fourth graders over here, K-4, K-5, and first graders over here, and they answer quiz questions, and then they play side games. What was the favorite game that you liked to play?
Probably like where you have to, it's like a magnetic frog and you have to pick up the numbers.
Okay.
We did that when I was in like kindergarten, right. I think.
Right, okay.
We have a bunch of different games and we try to upgrade the games when we can, but we've got games that we've played for decades, literally, some of them. So like BB, the Bible Bowl robot, he's been around for decades. He's held together now by spit and chewing gum, but he used to light up and make noise and all that kind of stuff. So Lillian, what was the hardest part about Bible Bowl for you? Can you think of anything that was particularly hard?
Getting my memory book one, that was kind of hard.
Okay, so tell them what it takes to get memory book one.
You have to say the Apostles' Creed, the Old Testament and the New Testament, and then
A bunch of,
I don't remember every single one.
Yeah, and so you have to do all that to get a trophy for memory book one. And so Lillian did that. You never got memory book two. Okay. These are hard things. These are good accomplishments. What do you miss most about Bible Bowl?
I think being around the kids and the coaches. I think that's what I miss most about Bible Bowl.
Well, we miss having you in Bible Bowl too, sweetie. Let's hear it for Lillian. So last but not least, we're going to have a speaker who fills a unique role. You saw his picture in several of the videos and pictures on screen because he was in Bible Bowl. Yeah, come on up, Caleb. He was in Bible Bowl, and now he's helping coach. Coach Steve can't be here every week, and so Caleb has graciously agreed to come and help on the weeks that Steve's not here. So now we're starting to call him Coach Caleb, and we're glad to have him here. So he has a unique perspective, having been through Bible Bowl, and then now being a coach in Bible Bowl. So let's hear it for Caleb Kletter.
Thank you. So really what I wanted to talk about today was how Bible Bowl impacted me as someone who grew up, graduated Bible Bowl, proud alumni of the Bible Boys, and how it just kind of shaped my walk in faith. And so to start with that, I'm going to have to give you some examples of architecture, which may be an odd way to start, but we'll start with the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Funny enough, it was never supposed to be the Leaning Tower. I think the original name was the Straight Tower of Pisa, but because they built on soft clay, sand, and inadequate foundation, the heavy stone tower actually tilted. Another example is the Millennium Tower in San Francisco. The 58-story skyscraper was built on foundation that did not hit bedrock, and this caused the building to sink 18 inches and tilt more than 20 inches. And the last example is the Teton Dam. Built on volcanic rock and weak clay, this dam collapsed and caused billions of dollars in damages and even death. So to tie it all together, the obvious example from these three is that foundation is important. If you've ever been building something, a building or anything, you kind of know that without a strong foundation, it doesn't really matter what you do next. The foundation is everything. And so without a firm foundation in our faith, it really doesn't matter what you go on to do. Bible Bowl was the beginning and the construction of my firm foundation. A personal example of how this firm foundation has worked in my life is I am a plant manager, and I reside over 50 or 60 people. I'm very open about my faith at work. I read my Bible from about 5:30 to 6 every morning in my office with the door open. And my company is a faith-based company. Our CEO sends out Bible verses, motivational messages, and worship songs. And because they know of the CEO's messages and my open faith, I often get a lot of questions from people who have not accepted Christ into their hearts. And what I've learned is to teach these people, sometimes you need some of the most well-known stories in the Bible that may seem simple at first, but have deeper meanings. Zacchaeus the tax collector, feeding the 5,000, David and Goliath, the Good Samaritan, the prodigal son returning, Jesus calming the storm. All of these stories I've used, and all were learned in Bible Bowl, they all have various bigger meanings than the story may suggest at first glance. Also, there are verses that have helped me. Psalms 119:105, "Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." One that everyone knows, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." All these stories and all these verses I've used as teaching tools to discuss my walk with Christ with my coworkers. There have also been stories with Jonah, parable of the talents, and that I've used in my company's Bible study. All of these stories can be brought back to one place, Bible Bowl, where I learned them. Now I have the opportunity to go up, as Bill mentioned, and be Coach Caleb. And it takes a good look behind the curtain to realize that everything the Bible Bowl does has a purpose. Even though it took me maybe 20 plus years since I've been in Bible Bowl to realize it. Saying verses to Coach Al Baker or Coach Paul Bergard, I thought was just to get a win for my Bible boys, but it was really hiding God's word in my heart. Or story questions with Coach Steve were really imprinting the deeper meanings of Bible stories onto my mind. Or stage games with Coach Bill or the country store or even getting treats from pockets. They showed me that to be a strong follower of Christ gets rewarded. And while I do love a good bag of Skittles, our reward in heaven for following Christ will probably be much better. All these verses I learned and all these stories that I learned as a kid have been so transformative in my life and how I've been able to interact with others and lead others. Bible Bowl and this church have given me a strong foundation in the Lord that I have built my life upon. It has helped me withstand all of life's storms, whether it be losing my mom, losing a job, relationship troubles, work stress, or anything else life throws at me. Bible Bowl made me like the man in Matthew who built his house upon the solid rock. As it says, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fail because it had its foundations on the rock." And that is what Bible Bowl has meant to me as I've grown as a believer of Christ. Thank you.
Wow, what a really perfect ending to pull all it together, right? Because, you know, you might hear some of this and think, well, it's just about fun and games for the kids. And there's a lot of fun. There's a lot of games. There's a lot of laughing. There's a little bit of crying occasionally. But it's really all about, and we tell the kids it's fun for a purpose. We have a reason we do Bible Bowl. We don't do it just to have fun, although we want to have fun. We do it because we want them to hide God's word in their heart. And that is the theme, that is the reason, that's the purpose. And really, if it was just fun and games, it wouldn't be worth sustaining. It wouldn't be worth continuing to do. So Caleb, that was perfect. Thank you for drawing all those things together that Bible Bowl really is. And you guys, you kids, you Bible Bowl kids currently or just recently out of Bible Bowl, I want you to remember the things that Caleb said. It's very real. It's very powerful. We want you to remember that we do these things for a reason, because we want you to know the Lord. We want to have a firm foundation in Christ, and we want you to follow him. When you're an adult like Caleb, and we call Coach Caleb now, when you're an adult, we want you to be able to look back and say, I hid God's word in my heart, and it made a big difference in how I'm living my life today. Amen? All right. That's our fifth Sunday service. I want to pray for our meal. We'll have our potluck meal in the fellowship hall immediately following the service. You don't need to wait. This is the prayer. It covers everything that happens out there, okay? So you're able to go ahead and start your lunch, and we'll have fellowship over the meal. And thank all of our Bible Bowl speakers. Caleb, thank you so much. Anaya, thank you for helping. Lillian, we appreciate it. Diana, thank you so much for sharing this day with us. So let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we're grateful for this day. We're grateful for your work here at this church, Father. We're grateful, Father, for the program of Bible Bowl for four decades, Lord, that you have used to speak your truth into the lives of our kids. We pray that you would continue to sustain it in the hearts of those who've been through it, continue to sustain it in the hearts of those who are currently in Bible Bowl. May it make a difference in your kingdom, we pray in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray also for the food we're about to